Yeah, you heard the sounds of the Rolling Stones with Living in a Ghost Town. You tuned into The Pulse, bringing the latest in the music world and fresh new music. On to our first story.
Yeah, so record label BMG are going to be reviewing historic contracts for racially equitable compensation. That's the headlines that we got coming up this week, actually. Earlier this week, BMG announced that it will reassess all of its historic record contracts in a message that they sent to artists and their managers earlier this week. And this is according to the report on Music Business Worldwide. BMG's CEO, Hartwig Masush, said the label will audit its contracts and will address any inequalities and anomalies within this month. Why are they doing this? 1 week after Blackout Tuesday, BMG, like many other companies, has set out its stance on racism and inequality. You know, we've seen a lot of uprising and new ways of thinking into, you know, tackling Black Lives Matter and equality in general. So the music company circulated a message to thousands of its songwriters with this pledge that they need to play their part in addressing historical injustices inflicted on Black people.
Yeah, I think this is a long time coming because we've heard so many stories of legendary and iconic Black musicians that died broke, actually, because they did not get their fair share of royalties despite being so famous and iconic in our music industry.
Yeah, and you know, throughout this week, we saw a lot of memes on Instagram about, you know, most of people posting like, you know, most of my music influence comes from Black music, Black people. And sadly, through history, Black artists have been denied ownership of their master tapes.
Yeah.
And so they've lost publishing rights and other income from their work. And like you said, you know, most of them have passed away without really building any empires or even financial stability.
And gaining even a small chunk of their royalties because it's being played so many times, but just the thought that they are not getting a single cent out of it.
Yeah, so I think BMG's move arrives after the music industry's hashtag the show must be paused response to the ongoing public reckoning with police brutality and racial injustice last. So it's a great move by BMG. I mean, they're a big label.
Yeah.
And I think they've been around in this form since splintering off of Sony Music in 2008. But the label's catalogue of acquisitions over the years includes the works by great Black musicians like Quincy Jones, Cypress Hill, and Lenny Kravitz, you know, among others. And they also have under the label dub reggae label, Trojan Records, house records, house music label, Strictly Rhythm, and also iconic hip hop label, Sugar Hill Records. These are all under the purview of BMG. And if you look at the artists that are on their roster, they have the likes of, you know, again, more Black artists, Gucci Mane, Run the Jewels, Chief Keef, Tech N9ne, EPMD. These are some of the names that are on their roster. And in light of Black Lives Matter, I think some artists of color, many artists of color, have come through with confessions about the mistreatment from record labels or with shady record deals that they have been on, they've had to sign, most of the time ending with them not getting the money or like royalties are shifted somewhere else and, you know, they don't have control over the release of their own music. So this is a great move by BMG. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see within this month where it all leads to and whether or not they will be able to backtrack payments, perhaps.
And how would they calculate those payments?
Yeah, because this is not such an easy thing to do, but I bet it's a start. You know, we have to start somewhere. And according to the CEO of BMG, the label is mindful of the music industry's record of shameful treatment of Black artists. And now we have to begin a review of all historic record contracts to honour these people.
Yeah, I think kudos to BMG for taking the first step. Definitely not an easy one to take. Definitely not a cheap one as well, because they are going to lose money. Well, in a way, but they're giving money back to those rightfully deserving Black artists.
Yeah.
It's a move that we'll have to see whether Universal and Warner, I would say the bigger labels, will follow suit or not.
Mm-hmm. I know I read another comment by, you know, singer Khalees, and she said she has been under a contract where, you know, the deal was not really in her favor, especially with regards to her talent and also the song's control and all of that. So as a 22-year-old starting out, she just signed it, you know. And these are the little things that happen to most musicians or upstarts, you know, somebody trying to make it in the industry. They really don't go through the legalities of these things and they tend to lose out in the end.
Yeah, the contracts are usually very thick, so Yeah, when you're that young, you're thinking like, oh, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity.
It's a big break.
Let me just sign it, not knowing years down the road that it's actually quite a shady deal.
Yeah. So on the Pulse tonight, Othniel and Ali selecting you some songs and also some news from the music world. You can tweet us at BFM Radio or catch us on Twitter and Instagram at BFM Radio as well, or WhatsApp your thoughts 018-789-8899. And we've got a new track by one of our favourite bands.
Krungbin is releasing their brand new album next week, and as a teaser and for all the hungry fans, they've released one more single before they eventually drop that album, and I think it was just released yesterday or 2 days back. It's called Pelota from Krungbin. Check it out. Stay tuned. We'll be back right after this on The Pulse, BFM 89.9.